rain is heavy, but it hasn't stopped hundreds of people gathering to take part. A banner is held to the front. It reads, "Injustice exposed."
Even after the bloody Sunday inquiry, after two inquiries, we still haven't got justice. We still haven't got soldiers in court.
A white cross is held for each of the Sunday victims. One of the bearers is Kate Nash. She still believes that justice has not been served. Soldiers will be questioned now over the next couple of weeks. What do you hope comes out of that?
What I hope comes out of that, and it's done quickly, is that these soldiers are taken to court and prosecuted for what they've done here on Bloody Sunday.
Now, they won't be questioned here.
And that's a ludicrous... That was a ludicrous decision to actually, what they've actually done by that ruling in England is actually give suspect killers of a massacre. And they've given them the right to actually be questioned where and when they like.
And what difference do you think it would make? Can you understand that perhaps they're worried about their safety or security?
Absolutely not. The first soldier that was arrested here actually lives in Antrim. So he's lived there happily all these years.
We've stopped here at this point. It was 44 years yesterday. This is where the carnage began. As this entire city became victims of Bloody Sunday. If we could have 1 minute silence, please, in memory of that moment 44 years ago. Thank you all.
Justice has to be done here. And I mean justice for everyone, not just the victims of Bloody Sunday. I mean right across the board, everyone that was killed in the conflict and who have not to this day know who did it, why or otherwise. I really believe truly and passionately that any campaign should continue for justice.
And the banners today say a lot, don't they? Because they include the victims of Ballymurphy and Monasterio as well.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. I mean, there's a lady here today and she's wearing a vest and there's an image on it of a victim of the Provisional IRA. Regardless of who they are, who killed them, I truly believe that justice is a worthy cause, because justice, this is the key point, does not expire. Justice does not expire. There is no expiry date on justice. Whether it's 100 years, it should be still sought by the loved ones of the victims.
Bloody Sunday remains unfinished business.
To see that this is emblematic of campaigns all over the world for truth in the face of murder by the state.
Reach Foyle. It's not just the Bloody Sunday families that are being remembered here today. There's also a banner here for the Ballymurphy families.
If Ballymurphy had been sorted out at the time and the soldiers brought the account, Bloody Sunday wouldn't have happened. Our loved ones were all innocent. They weren't gunmen, they weren't gunwomen. My mummy was the lady that was murdered. They fired at her and the first bullet took the side of her face off. They said my mummy was dead, but they never checked. We have witnesses who stated that she was still crying for help hours after the shooting. The wounds that she inflicted, bad as they were, she could have survived if she had got medical attention. So how can they justify leaving her lying in the field like that?
So how do you feel all these years later, Bridge? I mean, it's been over 40 years now, hasn't it?
Frustrated, angry. Just how long are we supposed to wait?